Hi, this is Brandon Hensinger, and welcome to the Stand on the Summit show. Focus on strengthening your strengths. It is one of the most powerful truths that apply to your life, yet it is so often overlooked by so many people. It's prevalent in our society and has been for years that people talk about trying to fix weaknesses. People often look at what all of their weaknesses are and get plagued by all of the weaknesses that they see in their lives. That often leads to lack of self-confidence, lack of passion, lack of willingness to take action because you get so consumed with your weaknesses. But it's actually the farthest thing from the truth regarding what you should be doing. Instead, you should be focusing on your strengths, using your strengths, making your strengths stronger, and ignoring those weaknesses. Let me explain. As you know, one of the biggest areas of my life that has influenced, or the biggest area of my life that has influenced so much of what I've done professionally, if not everything that I've done professionally and personally, so in business and in my family life and in my personal life, is climbing and outdoor adventure. There's so many reasons. If you've been reading my books and my material and listening to my material for a while, you've heard some of this, but there are so many reasons that this is true, that climbing and adventure has impacted my life. But one of the biggest reasons is because it has helped me to really focus on being in the moment, focusing on what's in front of me, focusing on a singular objective, pushing through obstacles, and getting my way to the top of a cliff or to the top of a mountain or to a destination, whatever it might be. Outdoor adventure has really informed who I am and has made me successful in my business ventures professionally. When I think back to when I first went climbing, I was 16 years old, and I was invited to go climbing with a friend who had just started climbing about a year before that. Went out with him and a few other friends of his, and I was invited to come try it. So I went to Ralph Stover State Park in Pennsylvania, and I showed up in jeans and a t-shirt and really huge, heavy hiking boots. I had no idea about anything, no idea about outdoor rock climbing, no idea how to prepare for it, no idea what to do. And when I showed up there at the cliff, I tried to get myself to the top of the cliff. And when I got onto that cliff, I tried to pull myself up by my arms as hard as I could and pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled, and I just couldn't do it. I had like no upper body strength. I didn't know what I was doing. I could only get like a foot off the ground. And I had these big clunky boots on. I couldn't stand on the rocks. I couldn't get my foot on any of the holds, and I got exhausted trying and never really made it more than 1 or 2 feet off the ground that entire day. But that set me on a path where I thought, you know, I really need to figure out how am I going to do this? How am I going to get to the top of this cliff? Well, after taking time to research and understand more and more what I needed to do to get better, I came to understand that while developing upper body strength takes a lot of time to be able to pull yourself up a cliff on sheer strength alone, one of the things that I was taught and learned is how important legs are when it comes to climbing. And because the majority of us, you know, are walking around every day and we have leg strength, our legs are the strongest muscles in our body, and we're able to power ourselves up cliffs a whole lot better with our legs than we are with our arms. And you have to have the right tools to make that possible. So I actually went out and bought a pair of rock climbing shoes and went back out with these people maybe a couple weeks later, and wanted to try, based upon their advice, using the right shoes and really focusing on taking big steps and using my legs, how I would be able to get up that cliff. And I did. By focusing on where I was putting my legs and using my legs to get myself up the cliff, I was able to do it. I didn't get any stronger with my upper body. I hadn't trained my upper body at all, but I used the strength that I had, which was in my legs, to be able to get myself up the cliff. And I had strong legs just because it's the strongest muscle in your body, but also I was a runner. I did a lot of hiking. And I was able to use those strengths to get myself up that cliff. Now, it was an easy climb, but it made a tremendous difference for me to be able to get myself up that cliff. I focused on using my strengths. Now, when it comes to business, I have had very, very similar experiences. So I have gone through many different phases in my career where I would be successful or where I wasn't successful in a role that I was in. But the common thread that always ran through and that still always runs through moments where or times when I have been extremely successful is when I am building something from scratch. I've worked for two different companies in the past where I was put into a role where they had an existing infrastructure and everything was already running the way they wanted it to. In those roles, I mean, I was successful, but I didn't thrive in those roles. I wasn't, didn't really, it didn't really fit what I was trying to do or what my skill set was because my skill set was always building something from scratch. So, for example, I started my first company, Edge Skateboard Company, when I was 15 years old. And I ended up growing that business even before the internet really existed, which I don't really know how I did it, but I ended up growing that business and sold skateboards throughout the US. After college, I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. While I was good as a salesperson, it really wasn't the environment I wanted to be in because I was operating in a very strict and rigid environment. However, I got recruited to then join up with a startup pharmaceutical company. And after that, I got recruited to join a startup laboratory company. And in those roles, I thrived because I was able to help build something from scratch and build something from the ground up. And that was the pattern that my career followed. Every time that I was put in a situation where I got to build something from the ground up, I thrived. When I got injected into something, when I was put into an existing model, I didn't thrive. I didn't find as much success as I would otherwise. And today, that has been so true for me. Every time, as the CEO and founder of Avria Genetics, of SEMA Growth Solutions, and now the Stand on the Summit program, every time I've been put in a role, or I shouldn't say been put, every time I've been put in a role or have created a company where I'm building something from the ground up, my success has skyrocketed. And it's because I'm focusing on my strengths. My strength professionally is designing and growing businesses from the ground up. So, with all of this said, I wanted to give examples of why it's so important to focus on your strengths and not focus on your weaknesses. Because if you only focus on fixing your weaknesses, you'll never get anywhere. Now, look back to the climbing example. Did I stop and not train my climbing strength in my fingers and in my arms? I absolutely do, and I still do. Almost every single day, I train to get stronger in my upper body. However, if I wouldn't also have depended upon my legs and what my existing strengths were, I never would get anywhere. If I waited to get strong in my upper body, I wouldn't have taken any action. And that's a key point. You obviously can't, if you have a weakness, you can't just completely ignore it, but you have to focus on using your strengths to get you where you need to go. And as you use those strengths and develop ancillary strengths, you will begin to fix those weaknesses, but you don't want to dwell on the weaknesses. You want to dwell on using your strengths and making your strengths stronger. So, in my business roles, for example, when I've gone out and tried to fit into a mold that was an existing model, like I said, I didn't thrive. However, I did learn a lot. I learned a lot about what I might want to do differently in a business and how I would grow a business differently. Or I learned things that did go well, that a business was doing well. So though I wasn't in a role where my strengths were maximized, I did see things that even in a role where I was not thriving like I wanted to, I did learn things and I was able to apply those to being able to build onto my own strengths and add into my own strength development. So, how does this apply to you? How does this apply to everyone who's reading this or listening to this? Well, it's really important to realize that in any situation that you face, you don't need to try to fix your weaknesses and become something you aren't. If you focus on becoming something you aren't, you'll never accomplish the goals that you have for yourself. Also, if the goals you have for yourself are goals that somebody else says that you should have and that don't really fit the mold of who you are, you also won't be able to get to where you want to. You also won't be able to achieve your goals. So what you need to do is you need to focus on, number one, are your goals in line with where you want to be with you, with who you are? And are you aware of what your strengths are? Take a moment and write down what all of your strengths are and what all of your weaknesses are. Which list is longer? If you have a longer list of weaknesses than strengths, it means that you are way too focused on your weaknesses. Take a minute if your weaknesses list is longer than your strengths and try to make a list of strengths that's longer than your weaknesses. Really take time to think about it. And then think about your goals. What are the goals you're trying to achieve? Are you using your strengths to get there? Let me give you an example of how you shouldn't be chasing goals. Let's say that you have a goal for yourself that you want to, this is a strange example, but it's an example. Let's say that you say, I want to run the largest accounting firm in the world. And then you list down your strengths and your weaknesses. And one of your weaknesses is math, finance, accounting, spreadsheets, using QuickBooks, managing bank accounts, managing finances. Let's say that those are the things that you're weak in, but yet your goal is to launch the world's largest accounting firm. But then let's say that in your strengths, you list that you are strong at business strategy development, that you're a very good marketer, very good with social media, that you're determined, that you're creative, and maybe those are some of your strengths. Well, your goal of launching the world's largest accounting firm doesn't necessarily line up with what your weaknesses and strengths are. Instead, you should say, okay, if I know I'm not any good at those things, maybe that shouldn't be the goal I'm pursuing. Maybe the goal that I'm pursuing should be focused on the areas that I'm strong in, which is in business strategy and consulting and management. If you focus on using your strengths to achieve what your goal is, it could change your goal, but it's also going to help you get to where you need to be in a way that's meaningful to you and that you'll be able to accomplish. Now, I'm not saying you should only set goals that you believe you can accomplish. Actually, you should set goals way beyond what you can accomplish. And actually, in Grant Cardone's 10X formula book, it is the 10X rule book. He speaks very clearly about that. Like, set goals toward beyond what you think is possible, and be, you know, the whole like SMART goal system is not necessarily the best way to do things. You should be trying to set goals that are above and beyond what you think is possible. However, you shouldn't set goals that are completely out of line with your vision and purpose that you have for your life and what your strengths are. If you set goals that are in line with your strengths and what really matters to you and what's really in line with who you are, you're going to have, you're going to be able to accomplish those based upon what your strengths are. The beautiful thing about all of that is that if you focus on pursuing the goals and the things that you're strong at, most likely those weaknesses that you have will start to disappear. Because number one, like in anything, like if you're doing a lot of strength training, you'll be able to compensate for a lot of weaknesses. If you do a lot of work with your strengths professionally, you'll be able to compensate for a lot of those weaknesses or eliminate them because you'll end up learning how to fix them. So you really need to take time to think, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your goals? And then after you write all of these things down, I want you to really think, how can you focus on your strengths exclusively and ignore your weaknesses for right now? By doing that, it's really going to help you accomplish an immense amount more, and it'll get you more in line with your goals. Now, one other illustration to give is regarding pursuing your goals and being able to fulfill the roles that are necessary to accomplish them if it is something that you're weak at. I'll give you another example with climbing. My wife and I are planning a climbing trip to Cotopaxi to climb a volcano in Ecuador. I have been climbing and ice climbing and hiking and doing outdoor adventure related activities the majority of my life, but I do not have experience with glacier travel and crevasse rescue, and though I know I could climb the mountain. One of my weaknesses is a lack of knowledge and experience in traversing that kind of terrain. So therefore, what did I do? Did I focus on studying it and getting out and practicing it? I did take time to study it, but I hired a guide to get us up there because I needed somebody else's expertise to get me there. So instead of trying just to fix my weaknesses, I continue to develop my strengths and my endurance, and I know that that knowledge gap I have will be solved by hiring a guide, but at the same time, I'm going to learn from that guide, and maybe next time I could actually do it myself because I would learn how the systems work. Same is true for business. If you want to start an accounting firm, but you're good with business strategy and you're good with marketing and good with sales and you're creative, well, use that to create what you want to. But you could hire somebody who is a good accountant, who is good with auditing and things like that. You could lead that team, have somebody else focus on the areas that you're weak in, and you're also going to start learning more from that person as well. So what I want you to do, as I said, is write down your strengths and weaknesses. Try to make sure your strengths list is longer, then take a look at your goals, see if it lines up with your strengths, and now focus exclusively on your strengths and see how it helps you accomplish more and more, and it'll help you reach the summit. I would love to help you with figuring this whole process out and actually developing an entire life plan and business model for your life to get you focused on the summit that you're trying to achieve, help you focus on your strengths, develop your goals, and get to where you need to. So check out standonthesummit.com, and I would love to have you join our 6-week challenge, and we'll get you on the path that you need to reignite that sense of adventure, become a phenomenal leader, and be back on that path to incredible success and happiness in all of life. Thanks for listening to the Stand on the Summit podcast. I would love to have you join our 6-week challenge so that you could reignite adventure in your life and get back on the path to phenomenal success and happiness in every area of your life. Check out standonthesummit.com and get started today.